The Notebook, written by Nicholas Sparks and read by Barry Bostwick.
Noah smiled softly at her answer but said nothing.
I've thought about you ever since that summer, she said.
You have?
Why wouldn't you think so?
She seemed genuinely surprised.
You never answered my letters.
You wrote?
Dozens of letters. I wrote you for 2 years without receiving a single reply.
She slowly shook her head before lowering her eyes. I didn't know, she finally said, quietly. And he knew it must have been her mother checking the mail, removing the letters without her knowledge. It was what he had always suspected, and he watched as Allie came to the same realization. It was wrong of her to do that, Noah, and I'm sorry she did, but try to understand. Once I left, she probably thought it would be easier for me to just let it go. She never understood how much you meant to me. To be honest, I don't even know if she ever loved my father the way I loved you. In her mind, she was just trying to protect my feelings, and she probably thought the best way to do that was to hide the letters you sent.
That wasn't her decision to make, he said quietly.
Flags of Our Fathers by James Bradley. Read by Barry Bostwick.
Before the flag raisers were known, the photo stood for a great military victory. Now, with names attached to all six figures, the public began to see in it a manifestation of eternal American values. At the outset, it was Rainey who satisfied America's thirst for humanizing details of the figures in the photograph. With Ira impenetrable and John Bradley not yet in focus, it was the lean-faced, dark-browed Manchester boy, his mother and fiancé at his side, who confirmed the fondest elements of American wartime myth. The fighting hero as wholesome boy next door, eager for marriage, picket fences, and mom's cooking. The governor visited the Gagnon house and sat at Irene's kitchen table. Rainey addressed a wildly cheering New Hampshire legislature. He visited a local Cub Scout pack and signed hundreds of autographs.